relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome, friends. Just finished recording a special interview for Good Friday. And wow, do I wish it had gone on for a few hours more. It was with a friend of mine who happens to be a bishop. I like saying that. I got a friend who's a bishop. He's also a marathon runner. Yes, how many marathons? 8 marathons he's run. It's quite a character, Julian Dobbs. You can hear that. That will be our final hour. We have some very, very special things in store for you. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We have many guests for you today. Momentarily, Nigel Farage will be with us with an update on what is happening in the UK. Apparently, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is still in intensive care, however, not on a ventilator, which is great news. Also, Victor Davis Hanson, Professor Hanson, has a new article, his analysis of the president's response, the nation's response, and also how it compares to other nations around the world, why we will come out of this stronger than ever. And of course, Howie Carr. It's been too long since we had New England's talk radio king with us, who will be with us in the final hour. And then my analyses, your calls, some, I think we have how many? We have lots of video cuts that you will be able to hear the audio of if you're just listening to us terrestrially. But our viewers on YouTube and Facebook, we have some unbelievable video footage and then audio cuts. And you are, dear listeners, you can call us on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. But I'm going to break my own rules right now. Why? Because he is just simply that important. Our good friend, the man who has been pivotal to getting the United Kingdom back on its feet as an independent nation, is with us right now. You know him as Mr. Brexit, leader of the Brexit Party UK, Nigel Farage. Are you there, Nigel?
Yes, I certainly am, Seb. Hi.
Greetings and welcome back to the show. Please follow him at Nigel_Farage on Twitter. We have been following very closely the events in the UK. What is the latest? Could you tell us? I know you're very close to the leading lights in the government or to the Conservatives in general. I understand Boris is not on a ventilator. Is that still accurate?
Yes. Boris Johnson went into intensive care last night. It was a tremendous shock to people. You know, when you hear a figure, 864 died today, unless you know someone or you know someone that knows someone that's died, it's just it's sort of statistics.
It's abstract.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But suddenly, I mean, you know, particularly in the modern age, you know, a high-profile figure that everyone knows and recognises, and not everyone loves him, but he generally makes people smile, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, because of media, you know, we feel we actually know these people as people. And to hear that Boris Johnson had got into intensive care, it was a moment, you know, when a lot of young people in Britain who thought, well, of course, this will never affect me, suddenly thought, crikey, if it can happen to the Prime Minister, who's got some of the best doctors in the world, it can happen to anybody. So it was a huge collective shock. Now,
and not only access to doctors. I mean, this is a man who, you know, as the mayor of London, was bicycling everywhere, rather robust individual, energetic. So not exactly somebody you'd expect to fall at the first chance.
No, a cyclist, a jogger, a non-smoker. You know, so he didn't have those risk factors. Now, the truth of it is that for the last week, we have simply not been told the truth. We've been told for the last week that he's self-isolating and he's fine. You know, we were even told at 5 p.m. UK time yesterday that he was in good spirits and that, you know, he was still running the country. And then we learned 2 hours later that he's in intensive care. So number 10 Downing Street have downplayed Boris's medical condition consistently for the last week. What we know tonight is that he is still in intensive care and said to be stable. Now, stable is a medical word that can mean lots of things.
Yes.
But what it basically means is he's not getting better. Otherwise, they would have told us there's been an improvement. Now, he's not on a ventilator. Remember, but a ventilator involves a tracheotomy. It's a very major invasive thing. And if you have ventilation, you are very unlikely to be fit to go back to work for weeks or even months afterwards. So they've got him on oxygen. He's in intensive care. He's stable. But let's not kid ourselves. You know, he is very, very unwell.
No, and I've never parroted anything by the Prime Minister. I've just been supportive of what he's done, thanks to your help, to affect Brexit. But when I posted the news on my social media feeds, I was shocked. The likes, the retweets, the Instagram comments, clearly yeah. There's a lot of love for Boris Johnson out there. Let's zoom out. Let's take the bird's eye view of these issues. I want to play for you. You may not have caught this, although I think you probably have. There was a moment last night during the president's coronavirus response briefing from the White House where there was a duel of words between a female journalist for a Hong Kong-based outlet with the president. I want to play the audio and then ask you, because you've been writing about exactly this issue, China's culpability when it comes to the Wuhan virus. This is the president last night and Phoenix TV Cut 3.
Things like Huawei and Alibaba has been donating right. to the United States
people
like
1.5
million and 95 masks and also a lot of medical gloves and much more medical supplies.
Sounds like a statement more than a question.
So are you personally working directly with China?
We just signed a trade deal. I hope they're going to honor the deal. We'll find
with
out.
China? Are you cooperating with
I don't
China?
Know. Who are you working for, China? You
I'm
work
not,
for China or are you with a
Hong
newspaper?
Kong,
who are you with?
Hong Kong Phoenix TV.
Who owns that, China?
It's
is it owned by China?
Hong Kong.
No, is it owned by the state?
No, it's not. It's a private-owned company.
Okay, good. Okay. Look, I'll let you know. I'll give you a good answer to that in a few months. I wanted to see what they do.
That correspondent, who is a member of the White House Correspondent Association, was lying. The government has at least on paper a 20% stake in that company, the Chinese Communist government, and it is run by a former PLA Red Chinese Army colonel. Nigel Farage, you've been, you know, ringing the gong on the threat from China. We are seeing U.S. media outlets parrot Chinese propaganda talking points. Can you tell me that at least in the U.K. that isn't happening?
Oh, well, it's not just there, Seb. I mean, the World Health Organization now appear to be praising China for their role in the whole coronavirus disaster. And I have to tell you that in my country, many of our former senior politicians, including former prime ministers, many of our senior civil service bureaucrats, many of our former senior big business globalist executives are now on the board of Huawei or working directly for the Chinese government. It is the same story everywhere. They are buying up the establishments, people who would rather put their own personal benefit above the welfare of their nations. And all you can say at moments like this is thank goodness for President Trump, who is not for sale to China or for anybody, I'm not afraid of calling it out. And I think, you know, to see the fact that the British government this week took delivery of 300 ventilators from China, leading Michael Gove, one of our senior politicians, to praise the Chinese regime, and also to see Chinese ventilators going into the stricken city of New York, what it says to me is we've got ourselves into a position where we have exported so much of our manufacture, so much of our jobs, that we've got ourselves into a state where we almost can't survive without them. We need, post this horrible, horrible tragedy that we're living through at the moment, to completely rethink our relationships with China, our relationships about being self-dependent ourselves, not having to rely on somebody else. And even if parts of the American media, parts of the British political establishment have become utterly corrupted by China, I tell you where the real answer lies. It lies in the wallets of your listeners.
Oh, yes.
If we collect, doesn't matter what governments say, at the end of the day, if we are prepared to go on buying goods that are made in China, they will continue their mission to dominate the world.
It's
in your hands.
Let me plant a seed. I don't think I need to plant a seed for Nigel Farage, but I think this could be a rather good foundation on which to build the new US-UK trade deal. Some new answer to how we get out from under the thrall of the communist Chinese regime. You've been listening to Mr. Brexit, Nigel Farage. Follow him right now, Nigel_Farage on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, and this is America First.
Folks have brought up hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine, the malaria drug, mixed with antibiotics like Z-Pak and others that may be a real promise. If you're a doctor listening to me right now and a patient with coronavirus feels like maybe they want to try that, and you're their doctor, you're not Anthony Fauci, the guy running the coronavirus task force right now, would you say, all right, we'll give it a whirl?
Yeah, of course. I mean, particularly if people have no other option, you want to give them hope. Physicians throughout the country can prescribe that in an off-label way, which means they can write it for something that it was not originally approved for. People do that all the time, and it really is an individual choice between the physician and his or her patient.
Guess who that was? Can you recognize that voice? You know who it is. It's Dr. Anthony Fauci. Amazing audio from our friend Chris DeGaulle, in which he asked Dr. Fauci, the face along with Dr. Birx of our national response, whether or not if he were a general practitioner, would he prescribe hydroxychloroquine to one of his patients if they had the coronavirus. And his response is, of course I would. Now, I tweeted out something, I think, very simple. Was it last night? I can't even remember. Ask yourself a very simple question. Imagine if it hadn't been the president who said that hydroxychloroquine could be a game changer. Imagine if it was Dr. Fauci who'd said it first. How different would the media's response be? What would they be saying now about the dozens, the hundreds, the potentially thousands of stories of people who are being saved by hydroxychloroquine? The media would be saying, oh, that wonderful Dr. Fauci. What a hero. Because Donald Trump, the president, said it, they talk about poisonous aquarium cleaner. Or, even worse, this is audio yesterday from Joe Scarborough and his new wife saying something quite despicable about this drug that is saving lives and the president. This is Joe Scarborough
Cut six.
Well, I'm Peter Baker for the New York Times. This is in the Times this morning. Associates, and I'm quoting here directly, associates of Mr. Trump has financial interests in the issue. Sanofi's largest shareholders include Fisher Asset Management, the mutual fund company run by Ken Fisher, a major donor to Republicans, including Mr. Trump. As of last year, Mr. Trump reported that his three family trusts each had investments in a Dodge and Cox mutual fund, whose largest holding was in Sanofi. Gene.
So what are they saying right now? They're saying that the president... Well, let's listen to them, because they're explicit. Let's listen to another cut from the same program. This is Cut 13, Joe and Mika Brzezinski.
He continued to push an unproven drug whose efficacy on this pandemic is still unknown. And last night, the president attacked a governor. He pushed an unproven drug. If you think about the amount of time that he gives, even before the questioning, to an unproven drug, we're in a crisis, and he's continuing for, what, the third week now, to push an unproven drug. So why is MSNBC, why is CNN, why is Fox, why is any network running these press conferences where he keeps talking about an unproven drug that might work for malaria, might work for lupus, doesn't work for this?
Dr. Fauci wasn't allowed to talk about what he feels is important to say about this drug that the president keeps pushing. A lot of people would say, follow the money. There's got to be some sort of financial tie to someone somewhere that has the president pushing this repeatedly.
Why does there have to be? Why? Is that because that's how you are motivated, Mika Brzezinski? Do you only do things if you're getting paid to do them? Perhaps you shouldn't judge others by your own putrid standards. And as to you, Joe Scarborough, you risible, pathetic, excuse of man, unproven. Eric, can we run the audio from CBS Dallas? Is cut three available? Can we do that?
Yes, I do believe video cut three about hydroxychloroquine.
Great. Let's run that video. You'll hear the audio, my friends, on the radio. This is how unproven hydroxychloroquine is. This is cut three.
What do you have to lose?
Lisa first heard hydroxychloroquine touted as a possible COVID-19 treatment during a presidential briefing. But while the drug shows signs of promise, clinical studies are still underway. She discussed the risks with her dad's doctor.
He has not used this treatment in any other patients just yet.
The biggest concern, a possible negative reaction with the antibiotic Z-Pak her father was already taking.
Heart arrhythmia or any kind of a heart event, a heart attack, anything could happen with his heart as a result of the two drugs interacting.
That must have been a scary choice to make.
It was a scary choice.
But with her father's COPD and pulse oxygen dropping, she wasn't confident he could make it. So she asked the doctor one more question.
I said, if this was your father, would you prescribe it for your father? And he said that he would.
So far, so good. This is Mr. Schreckenkoss today, surrounded by the staff caring for him, his temperature and oxygen level improving.
It's amazing. It really is. I'm glad I took the chance. I love my dad so much. I know every child loves their parent and every daughter loves their dad. But I'm so happy that he's okay.
So that man's life was saved. That woman still has a father to love, thanks to the drug that the president said is a potential game changer. But people like Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough say, nah, it's because the president's making money off it. You are despicable, Mika Brzezinski. That you would do that as lives are being saved means that you have no moral center, means that you hate the president more than you wish
Americans to survive the coronavirus. I thought I had seen it all after my time in the White House, after the attacks not only on the president, my boss, but on me, my family, my mother, my wife, my 18-year-old high school age son. I thought I'd seen it all. But I never thought somebody would prefer Americans die than to give the president credit for saving lives. But that's where we are today, my friends. The fight continues. We will defeat coronavirus, but we will defeat those who wish to destroy this country for their own personal profit. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Our number here is 833-334-6752. Let your voice be heard. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Job Creators Network.
Lots of you have been... our text line is back up and running. Thank you to those of you who've already re-engaged. The number hasn't changed, 703-869-1262. Thanks to PatriotMobile.com, the conservative mobile phone company, PatriotMobile.com. The number for texting me is 703-869-1262. To those of you, Judy and others, who are worrying about Prime Minister Boris Johnson, I am positive that they are giving him exactly what he needs. And hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak and zinc are amongst the things that he's being treated with. The idea that the Prime Minister of the UK doesn't have the treatment that is clearly curing others is not something I tend to believe. But thank you for your text. Trust in the people around Boris Johnson. And please, pray for him and pray for his family. We're going to take your calls. The number here to get through to America First is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to our good friend Dick in Dayton, line three.
How are you doing, Sebastian?
Splendidly. How are you doing? You sound like high energy today, Dick.
Well, I told your screener, I work at one of the home improvements at Lowe's. Yeah, they extended, they're limiting the people. But I'm telling you, Sebastian, the place is just crazy. And I went to
So you work at Lowe's. They're limiting how many people can come in at once, I guess, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then when you say it's crazy,
got a line, you got to come to the front door.
Okay.
You get about 50 people, but I'm outside. I get the buggies and stuff. So,
But when you say things are crazy, Dick, what does that mean? Describe it to us.
I mean, it's like the 100 days of heck. You know, like summer, like spring break. The garden center at Lowe's, Sebastian, was so crazy.
You mean people just are buying as usual or even more? But what does crazy mean?
I'm glad to be in this field, Sebastian. Construction and I've been working overtime, and we'll get the stimulus from President Trump, and I got everybody full-time got incentive bonus. That was pretty good, buddy.
Well, I am impressed. I'm glad to hear that at least Dick and Lowe's is keeping Dayton ticking. God bless you, Dick. These are the stories we want to hear. Thank you, my friend. Let's go to Ed in Los Angeles, line one. Welcome to America First, Ed.
A blessed Holy Week to you, Dr. G.
Thank you, and to you. That's very kind. Thank you.
Thank you. I wanted to bring up certain doctors that have been working in the ER are questioning the protocols for the most seriously ill COVID-19 patients.
Where are you seeing this questioning happen?
So there's a Dr. Cameron Sidell, and he did a YouTube video last week. He says he works in the ER in New York, and there's an article also online by a Liberty Maven stock. And I'll just briefly read a couple of sentences here. Basically, what they're both saying is that based on their direct bedside evidence, there is no pneumonia nor ARDS, at least not the ARDS with established treatment protocols and procedures we're familiar with. And so they're saying that they need ventilators, but they're not using the ventilators properly. In other words, putting high pressure on the lungs is actually making it worse. What the patients really need is oxygen. They're being starved of oxygen. It's not that their lungs are not able to work. And so,
well, we really shouldn't be doing, you know, medical analysis at a distance on radio.
Sure.
I'm going to ask Jeff to take those links down from you so I can watch them. But my understanding, sure, from what I've read is the trouble with this is that if you don't get the treatment in time, what happens to the bronchial passages, what happens to your airwave, is they get constricted. The mucus fills with them, and they get constricted. So it may be both of the things together, the pressure that is required via ventilation, and then oxygen itself. Because if you simply can't get it through the airways, then it's not going to get to the alveoli. It's not going to get to the tissue of the lungs. So let me read those. Stay on the line. Jeff, please get those links, and we will study them, and I'll report back to you. But let's trust not YouTube videos, but let's trust people like the president, the vice president, the surgeon general, as we get every single day those briefings from the White House, which are crucial. Watch them. Watch them. Watch them. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Imagine a story. Imagine if every day, if you made a phone call or texted somebody, somebody as you are phoning goes to your wallet, goes to your purse, and takes $10 out and then sends it off to Planned Parenthood. Would you let them? Well, guess what? If you're with one of the big ones like T-Mobile or Verizon, every time you use your phone, that's exactly what's happening. They fund organizations that are for gun control, open borders, pro-abortion. Don't let them. Join the only conservative phone service. It's the great people at Patriot Mobile. And right now they're offering their 25, 35, 45, 55 deal. Basic plans from just $25 to $55, unlimited talk and text. Patriot has it all. It's super easy to make the switch. Go now for a free gift and choose your plan from $25 to $55. You can keep your phone, you can keep your number, or you can get a new phone. Call them on 972-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Gorka. Make the change today. Don't support those who don't believe in your values. 972-PATRIOT or patriot.com/GORKA. Patriot has it all.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Latest update. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is on oxygen in the ICU. So clearly his condition isn't getting better. Let's pray for him. Let's also pray for and support our good friend Mike Lindell. If you're still angry as I am at how he was attacked for mentioning God, the Bible, and prayer when he was at the White House a week ago, support this man who's dedicated 75% of his MyPillow company to making face masks for our first responders. Help him, help us, and support his company by going to MyPillow.com. Order anything you want there, 60% off if you use my name. Send a message to those hateful, hateful leftists who hate Mike Lindell because he is a believer. MyPillow.com, call them 800-829-8468. He's giving you the biggest discount if you use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Show the left how you are sticking with Mike Lindell. He is a signatory to the Right on Crime Statement of Principles. But more important than that, he was New York City's Corrections Commissioner and then its Police Commissioner. He is a friend of the show. He is Bernie Kerik. Commissioner Kerik, welcome back to America First.
Thanks, Sebastian. Thank you.
You are exactly the right person I need to talk to because we are reporting across the country, Kentucky, California, that there is a very disturbing trend that local authorities, municipalities, are saying that because of the coronavirus, they need to release prisoners from prison. Given your prior jobs, can you explain to me the logic of doing that? How America is a better, safer place because we let prisoners out of prison?
Well, there's two issues, Sebastian. First of all, these blanket releases, if you will, of violent criminals, either pretrial or sentenced violent criminals that they are releasing and then have been released is beyond logic. It's beyond common sense. It's irresponsible. It's dangerous to the community. It's dangerous to the men and women in law enforcement that they have to go back out there and look for them again. And when they respond after they've done something, after being released, we've had a couple of these guys already that have been released, gone out, committed murder, committed sexual assaults. It's completely insane. Now, with that being said, there is an element of prisoner that can be released, and that is in the Federal Bureau of Prisons. They have about 30,000 men and women in minimum security camps, and they're basically there as an honor system because there's no real security.
Is this like, white-collar criminals?
Many of them are white-collar criminals. They are low-level, first-time offenders, nonviolent offenders, and many of them are older in age. Now, keep in mind, when you're in a prison, no matter what prison it is, there is no social distancing.
Right.
There is no Purell. There's no hand sanitizer. You live in an environment where you have to deal with staph infection and AIDS and MRSA and everything else on earth. So there are problematic issues in the prison, and it contradicts everything that the CDC tells us we should be doing on the outside.
Right.
So there is an element of prisoners, these older, first-time, low-level, nonviolent guys, get them out of the system, send them home on home confinement, on an electronic monitor. They are guaranteed not to recidivate. But that's not what we see happening. What we see happening is jails and state prisons around the country, California, Kentucky, New York, Rikers Island, where mayors and governors are releasing prisoners that have violence in their background. Guarantee any objective assessment of these prisoners would predetermine they are not the kind of prisoners you should be releasing. They release them. They're going out there. They're doing real bad things. And it's bizarre. It's beyond my comprehension why they're doing it. And the pure excuse, the number one excuse that, you know, they're doing it because of coronavirus, that's absurd.
So you've written a piece in The Wall Street Journal recently. Have you found any explanation? Because, you know, some of the most heinous things that the left does, and these are clearly in Democrat-held municipalities, is a vote getter. For example, you know, allowing felons to vote and so forth is clearly an attempt to bolster their political chances. But I don't see what is the political profit here? There was this case in Kentucky that you write about. An individual had served 2 weeks of their sentence for possession of a firearm, was released because of the coronavirus, and then stabbed somebody to death. Have you found any logic at all, Bernie?
No, there's no logic. It's absolutely outrageous. And like I said, it's irresponsible. It's dangerous. It endangers the communities. It endangers the men and women in law enforcement. It's just beyond... it's beyond common sense. It's beyond logic. It's beyond anything I can think of. You know, but listen, Sebastian, keep this in mind. This also falls in line with a lot of these democratically ruled cities and states, yes, where you have laws that have been implemented where they're not going to go out and arrest people. You have circumstances in California where if you go into a store and steal something, as long as it's not over $1,000 worth of merchandise, you cannot be charged with a crime.
Yeah.
There's videos all over on social media of people going into a CBS and just basically, you know, slaughtering aisles of merchandise, taking $500 worth of merchandise, throwing it in a bag, and the store employees stand there, watch them walk out the door and do nothing because they cannot be charged. They will not be charged because those mayors in those jurisdictions have created these public, these laws and city ordinances that preclude the police from taking action. This is what the left has been doing for the last 2 years, 2.5 years.
Yeah, this endangers American citizens, and now more than ever, it is the wrong thing to do. We've been talking to Bernie Kerik. Check out his writing at the Wall Street Journal and follow him on Twitter at Bernard Kerik, K-E-R-I-K. Thank you, Commissioner. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls here on America First, 833-334-6752. That number, 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that is drug-free, 100%, and pain relief that actually attacks the source of your pain, the inflammation. The ingredients of Relief Factor, resveratrol, curcumin, and omega-3s have been demonstrated over years, in some cases centuries, to affect pain relief, and that's why tens of thousands of Americans are taking it right now, and you should be one of them. Find out if it could work for you by taking the 3-week quick starter pack. It costs just $19.95, less than a dollar a day, and I guarantee you, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, you will know at the end of 3 weeks if it works for you like it works for me. I am now 16 months pain-free from my lower back pain issue because of the incredible product from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind Relief Factor. You deserve to be the next success story. Find out if it works for you. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is America First. Your calls here next, 833-334-6752.
Of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
A superb film by my friend Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. I've seen it. You should see it too right now. If you're cooped up and want something actually good to watch, check out nosafespaces.com. You can download it, stream it, even order the DVD and share it with your friends. It is that good. Go to nosafespaces.com and get 25% off using the promo code SAVE25. Let's go straight back to your calls. Let's go to who's been waiting the longest? Ken in Arizona, line two.
Hi, Sebastian. First of all, I want to wish you a joyous Easter celebration coming.
Thank you kindly, and to you, my friend.
Thank you. I have to believe that all things happen to the good, and I think God gave America and Americans a wake-up call on preparedness and personal responsibility.
Yes.
And I think he also gave us a reprieve. We have the time to fix all the problems that are showing up with the new technologies, the coordination, the communication, the cross lines for private industry. And the next time something like this happens, we're going to be a lot better prepared.
This is a very, very nuanced point, and I really like it, Ken, that, you know, because we're not in a shooting war, because this isn't the bubonic plague, because it looks like the curve has been flattened, that we will have that reprieve. We'll have that moment to say, oh, my gosh, we're out of this. Now we have to make sure it doesn't happen again. The idea that 90% of our antibiotics come from China, the idea that, you know, we are beholden to others for our national security, for our health security, this is perhaps the most important point. That's a very good point, Ken.
Can I give you a personal story?
Yeah, you've got a minute and a half. Hit us.
Okay, well, my wife came home from the store recently, and she was mad as hell. And she, because I said, what's wrong, hon? I said, I can't find any flour anywhere. And I looked at her and I said, you know that day they've been telling you for 10 years would come. Well, today is the day.
And then you said, here's my secret stash of flowers. Is that what you said to your wife?
And I gave, you're exactly correct. I went to my Mormon flower and got her a can of flour so she could bake her cake.
So have you got a year's supply? How much have you got?
I got enough for us for probably at least six to eight months of food.
So is your wife now a believer? Is your wife now a believer in prepping?
Oh, very much so. It's the transformation has been absolutely astounding.
All right. I think everybody, it's not about toilet paper. It's about what you need for life, food, cash, water, and maybe ammunition. Oh, behave. Ken, do you have my book, The War for America's Soul?
I have all of them, Sebastian. I read them all. I've already loaned them all out, and everybody that reads them loves them.
Did you get them back, though? Did you get them back?
Oh, not yet.
Okay, well, tell me if you don't. Give us a call, and we will supply you some additional signed copies. Great call, Ken. God bless you. Have a superb, superb Lent and a superb Easter. Yeah, the best callers. I said it. This is America First. More of your calls. Greg Jarrett, Victor Davis Hanson, and Howie Carr here on America First. And, of course, you as well. The number is 833-33-GORKA. 833-334-6752.